What's up? You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia on this beautiful Friday afternoon. My name is Eleanor. I am one of the hosts of Femme Concept, and I have a special co-host in the studio with me today.
Hi, hello.
Thanks so much for coming in. You actually have sat in on the show before. Yes. Yeah, we got some cool background beats happening. Something that I don't normally do, but you know, I figured this song was suiting. This is a mix from Crack Magazine, which is a UK-based publication, and it's by a producer named Karen Guire. It's really, really fantastic. I would recommend it for like playing while you're getting ready to go out, or like psyching yourself up for, you know, going out dancing. You could do some dancing. We're doing some dancing in the studio.
It's 1 p.m., sunny and windy, really windy out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Weather report from up the hill.
Nice. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's feeling like summer out there, so that's really good. So. As I mentioned last week, Erica is kind of, not kind of, she is. She's taken off for the summer. She's off to connect with her roots, as our music director Andy said, to plant some trees. So I'm going to have a rotating cast of different awesome hosts to hang out with me on air, and Casey is the first.
Yay, I'm the first.
Yes.
Erica just left.
Yeah. Aww. I know, it's sad. But you know, we'll hold down the fort without her. Lots of good stuff to play and talk about today, and I'm looking forward to it. So why don't we play another song, and then we will just kind of see where that takes us. We've got a track from a band called Progeny. They are a Canadian band, I think based out of Ontario, but I'm just going to double check that. I'm mixing it all up. This band is called Archery Guild, and the song is called Progeny. They have a new video up on Vimeo that's really cool. You should check it out here on Femme Concept.
Thank you.
All right. That was the track Progeny by Archery Guild. They got a great new video up on Vimeo. Please go check it out. You are listening now to Femme Concept with your hosts, Eleanor.
And Casey. Hi.
just hanging out. We got lots of good music planned, and also I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that's happening this weekend, as Erica and I always do. But before that, I'm trying to make a more conscious effort as of late to give a little bit of an earlier explanation of what this show is, because some people tuning in don't know, and I think it's a really important part of everything that we're playing. So our show is called Femme Concept, and it's called that because everything that we play on the show is defined as a piece of femcon music. So in order for something to be femcon, it has to fulfill two of four categories in having someone who self-identifies as a woman in those categories. So those are lyric composition, music composition, producing, and performing. And that's just one of the little ways that with this show, we try to combat the fact that a lot of women are making music and creating art and doing really great things, but often they don't get the same amount of attention or accolades that men do. So that's what the show's about, and it's all FemCon all the time. It's good.
That's right. So into it.
So, Casey, you're involved in a lot of different things in this city, one of which is a really excellent band that are playing their album release show tonight.
Yeah, we're called Late Spring, and it's me and Bianca and Nikolai and Nick, and the band has existed for 3 years now, but we just had a recent rhythm section lineup change, so this will be our second show playing together in this new happy formation. Last night was the first night, and we played live here at CITR, so back here 2 days in a row. Nice. Feels like I'm in school again, but not really, with fresh adult nostalgic eyes.
Oh.
So maybe not so fresh, just nostalgic eyes, yeah. Actually.
You didn't go to UBC, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did my undergrad in visual arts here.
Oh, okay, that's right, that's right.
All this new development stuff where, like, I know, like, the Buchanan block still gives me kind of, like, feelings.
Oh, I bet it does. Yeah, no, for sure. It's something, the new sub is very beautiful, or the nest, I should say, but I do miss the feeling of the old one for sure. Mm-hmm. I get the feelings when I go back in that building. Yeah, all the feelings.
Late Spring is all about, I think, like, lyrically and, like, the guitar playing is all about the feelings, like, for me, anyway.
That's sweet. Yeah. And that show tonight, that's happening at Red Gate?
Mm-hmm. Yep. With four other good, great local bands, one of which I saw on your playlist, Pale Red. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'll be a really, really fun time in the dark.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good show. I think mostly everybody that I know is going, so.
Yay! Okay, that's exciting. Because, you know, when you're, like, you invite people on Facebook, and you're like, oh, like, 12 people are coming.
Yeah, totally. No, and you know, the city, especially I feel like as the weather starts to turn every weekend and like sometimes even weekday nights, like there's so much happening.
Mm-hmm,
and it's really great thing. It makes me feel like it makes me have good feelings about Vancouver, but it sometimes it's hard to choose.
No, for sure. But like, people always, I always feel like when I talk to people who are from here, like Vancouver's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
Because we take it for granted. And then I meet somebody who's not from here, and they're like, Vancouver's paradise. I love it. Like, I want to move here, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
The grass is always greener, I guess.
It's very true. And so did you grew up in Richmond, in Vancouver?
Yeah, like the suburbs, and then just like kind of spent my whole life here, basically. Try to leave a few times, but always ended up coming back.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's like the scene or the city or the community is really what you make it. And I feel like in the last couple of years, I've really just figured that out, where working on different projects like Late Spring, or like the art rock
mm-hmm.
that I do at mm-hmm. Astoria. It's really opened up a scene to me where, like, I mean, I've lived here my whole life, but I didn't really know how to, like, get into it.
Yeah, totally.
You know, for a long time. But
and then you just
and then you
do it.
Found my way.
Totally. Well, that's sweet. I like positive feelings about Vancouver. I'm a transplant, but I grew up in the Okanagan.
Okay.
So, like, not far from here, still BC, but very different city, like, small town vibes, and I absolutely love it here. But that's also because I'm just comparing it to a place that I didn't really like.
I guess it would have been like Vancouver or Montreal or Toronto.
Pretty
Calgary,
much.
I guess. I don't know.
Calgary is on the upswing. I will say that it's looking more and more appealing lately. They're getting a lot of arts funding, but I don't know. I have other feelings about that place. So
I just heard like from a lot of like, I mean, most like this show's called Fanfan, but like most of the guys I've met from Calgary, mm-hmm. musicians who live in Vancouver, there have been a lot of them. They're just like, you know, you walk off the bus and you get called like a fag.
Yeah.
Just because you're, you know, you look like the way you do. And yeah, to me, I'm like, you look completely just like a normal cis male.
Yeah, totally. Whatever. All right. Well, we will play some Late Spring a little bit later on, but right now I'm going to play a track by the band Skinny Girl Diet, and this track is called Silver Spoons.
Corruption, no government, disruption, police corruption.
And we are back. You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Femme Concept.
Welcome.
And yeah, we're hanging out. Casey is my special co-host today. We just heard a track by the band Stickers from Seattle. And that was off of an album called Stickers. And that track was called Outlet. Yes. I think so. I'm a bit confused.
Bandcamp's confusing.
Bandcamp is confusing.
Or band names are confusing.
Yeah.
Because anything is a band name or a song title.
But the song is definitely called Outlet and the band is definitely called Stickers. So you can use that information as you will.
What's Swollen, though?
That's a good... There's something on Bandcamp that says Swollen and, oh, no, the album is called Swollen. But that's not... But then why... These people did a bad job of naming their Bandcamp. I'm going to blame it on them. But their music is good, so that's okay.
Yeah, I love the jangly guitars, I would say. Jangly noise guitars.
All right, before that, we heard the track Silver Spoons by Skinny Girl Diet, which is a punk band from London. And cool fact, the oldest member of that band is only 21 years old.
That's sick.
Yeah, you can do a lot when you put your mind to things, no matter what age you are.
Yeah, no, we just watched the music video for that, or it was on YouTube, and it was a really sweet music video. It had this kind of like grindhouse horror like vibe, and it was a fight in a parking lot, right?
Yeah. That's what it
in leather and like just all the kind of good movie vibe.
Yes qualities. Very true. Their band name is a reaction to the this like trend that exists on Tumblr, which is like hashtag skinny girl diet, which is kind of a community that
wants to be anorexic.
Yeah. Well, I was going to put it in different terms than that, but that's pretty much what it is. Yeah. Fosters unhealthy body image, generally. So their band is kind of supposed to be reactionary to that. And I think you can hear that a lot in their music. So really cool.
Sweet.
All right. So Casey is here. For lots of reasons, but one of those reasons is because your band, Late Spring, is playing their album release show tonight.
Yeah, tonight at Redgate. The music will start at like 10-ish, 10:30 the latest.
10 Redgate time?
Yeah, but 10:30 the latest because there are five bands.
Yeah.
And like some of us, not me personally, but some of us like do actually have to work in the morning. So we're trying to like, you know... Trying to be responsible, like 30-year-olds.
Yes.
But also, I'm going to drink all the drinks tonight. So please come and help me drink all the drinks.
All the drinks. Wow. I'm excited. Who are the other bands playing with you tonight?
Wandering Halls, this like psych band. They're pretty cool. Pale Red, another great band that you will play pretty soon, as I see on your playlist. Puzzlehead, a new... brand new band.
Very excited. Yeah. I've only heard whispers of them. I'm very excited to see them live.
They played the last Art Rock and I was like, what? This is amazing. And then Christoph Clabard, a Italian Belgian synth punk mystery Jesus, non-Jesus, whoa, Satan figure. He's great.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like fully loaded Friday night. It's a fully loaded baked potato skinny girl diet Friday night at Redgate.
Baked potato.
Extra sour cream and cheese.
So the album that you're playing from, Invisible, we're going to play some music from it. Which track do you want to play first?
It's my bod.
Cool. I am curious about this song and what it's called. Do you want to tell me a little bit about it?
It's hard, I guess, because I'm like, for me, the name just is the song. They're like totally the same thing. And like, I guess referentially how my brain worked when I came up with the name, I guess it's a reference to Sonic Youth's cover of Alice Cooper's song, Is It My Body?
Sick.
And it's just like, yeah, it's my bod. Like, F you, world.
That's awesome. And we're going to play it now and then we'll hear another track. We'll be back here on Femme Concept 101.9 FM CITR. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to Femme Concept, CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard two songs by Late Spring. That's my band. I'm Casey, and I am the co-host today with Eleanor here on Femme Concept.
Yeah, we hanging out. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's so nice to have somebody in here with you. You start to feel a little bit crazy when you are by yourself and you just have to kind of...
monologue it?
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, say stuff and you're like, you know, and then no one's there to respond. And it's a little bit like, oh, okay.
And meanwhile, people are like outside the window are playing like sports.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff going on in... Oh, it's gone now. There was a big blow up maze before. Looked like fun. Not really.
No, we're both shaking our heads.
No, thank you. So what songs did we just hear?
Oh, It Is My Bod was the first one, the raucous noise guitar instrumental one. And after that was Jelly. It's our the second song off the album.
Cool. And how long have you been working on this album?
Basically for the last year, I guess.
We released our self-titled EP like April of last year, and then like as we released that, we were already writing like a couple of songs for this one, and then we went back in December of just this last year, what, 2015, and to Noise Floor Studios and recorded there over like 5 days, and it really came together like near the end. Like, you know, you'd like jam every week and then you just get to know it, but then you'd never really finalize like endings or like how to come in or something until there's actually this like deadline. Because live anything works, or you just have to all agree to like, you know, to one thing. But
yeah,
like when there's like the studio pressure, it's like, you know, you want to do it the right way, quote unquote, somehow.
yeah
but no, we're totally like so happy with it, and
that's good.
And I mean, like, you know, you make this thing you really like, and then as a band, you're like, oh, let's like send it to labels and stuff. And, you know, whatever, the music industry is what it is right now. So in the end, we just decided to, or I decided to like self-release it, because I don't know, it's like, I don't want to like wait for anybody. I'm just gonna do this myself.
Yeah. I think that's pretty badass, to be honest. Make your own. Why not?
Yeah. So the label is called Agony Club Records/Books, I guess, because it's going to be like a music and printed matter kind of label for things a little bit off the beaten path. I don't want to say like it's all supposed to be like weird and arty and like esoteric, but because I don't think Late Spring's music is like super weird or arty. It's just kind of like, you know, it's like rock music to me.
Yeah.
But the general vibe I like, and with the art rock series I do at the Astoria, that is the vibe. It's like things that aren't typically fitting in the normal kind of, I don't know, like routine of like dude rock or something.
Sure.
Sorry.
No.
Playing the dudes.
Playing the dudes rock.
Playing the patriarch.
But it, like, yeah, it's hard to put labels on things, though. I feel like I can imagine starting a label and you're like, okay, this is what it's going to be. But then all of a sudden, do you like trap yourself in this like box of like, well, it's going to be outside the regular, but like, what is the regular?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, other, I guess. It's like, I mean, like, the, I don't know, we're like in university talking about the other on air. But yeah, I mean, I don't feel like Late Spring is really other, or like the other stuff I want to release is really other. But I would just like to make it like have this defined like aesthetic that's really hard to define at this point, because really like Agony Club has only had one release. But but if you, I mean, you'll like, if you go to the agonyclub.com website, you'll get the vibe of the things that are going to come. There's going to be a compilation tape coming out in September with like local bands, like
sick,
like that kind of started from, or many people have been involved in art rock, but not all. But it's just kind of like setting the tone, I think, of what the future projects I would like to come out of that will be.
Sick.
Because I really don't know. I'm just like one person.
Well, you got a lot of good ideas so far, so I'm excited to see what that will sound like. But yeah, no, it's great. I think we need more people that want to focus on stuff that doesn't already get a lot of attention, or stuff that's kind of just like easy to listen to, or like comfortable to listen to, because that stuff is just like everywhere. Yeah, it's good to pay attention to the stuff that's a little bit less
like obscure, I guess. It's like, but not obscure in a way, because like to to be it just for the fact of being like different or but just like something that's right. like genuinely you can hear when it's genuine or not. And mm-hmm. like I think the Agony Club stuff will, you know, like I would that's my intent and you know, that's just who I am, I guess. I like yeah. honesty, it's always
well all of the bands tough. Yeah. A lot, I feel all the bands that have played art rock or the most of the people that I've known, I would totally say that you can tell that it's like it some of it's obscure but it's not doing it just for the point oh, yeah. of that yeah, you know yeah. so
no
yeah.
posers
no posers allowed
yeah.
okay well let's play a track from people who definitely are not posers
yeah they'll be playing tonight
yes
yes
wonder what we should play the band that we are about to play is called Pale Red. They are a local band playing lots of stuff these days. They played in Shindig this past year.
I like the title, Time's a Blob.
Yeah, let's go for that one. All right. This is Time's a Blob by Pale Red.
Thank you. Oh, nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Wednesdays, 3 to 4.
I mean, I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some feeling nice talking that anonymous, like a private body sense in your podcast. I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
Fight or flight music sometimes for things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism. Experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up.
Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And that last track you heard was the song What Cuts What by The Mutators. That was a pick from Casey.
Yeah, I love them.
When did they exist in Vancouver?
2000, like, I don't know, like 8-ish?
Okay. They have a MySpace profile.
Maybe even earlier.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Pretty awesome. You're tuned into Femme Concept here on CITR 101.9 FM. We have reached the last 10 minutes of the show for today, but make sure you stay tuned in because Radio Zero is up next, followed by Nardwar at 3:30, and then the news at 5 p.m., and then Lady Radio at 6 p.m.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
Just, like, stay glued to your radio. Just put it in your pocket. Carry it around. Be one of those people on the bus that plays their stuff. Plays their music out loud and you're like, this is not okay. Who okayed this? I don't know. But if it was
FemCon
CITR,
did. Yeah. Yeah, we okayed it.
We said, send the complaints to me. I will deal with it. Okay. So we've been hanging out, chatting about lots of stuff, lots of projects that Casey is involved with. And you, along with being a member of, would you say leader of Late Spring? Do you like that terminology in bands?
It's just a word, but I feel like so far the way we've written songs, like they all have been like collaborative, but
cool.
I guess like I do write the lyrics and generally come up with like the lead guitar line.
Yeah,
anyway.
sure.
But I mean like without the band, the songs wouldn't exist. They would
totally.
Be just like the solo stuff.
Yeah.
But
speaking of which,
yeah, exactly, good segue.
You also have a solo project.
Yeah, it's called Hazy. And I like we're just talking about band names, but like a couple of years ago when I started Hazy, I Googled just Hazy and nothing came up. But in the last 2 years, there now is like this kind of popular Brazilian metal band named Hazy. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Hazy is not metal.
No.
Okay.
It's
Hazy
definitely
is
not.
Hazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit of a misnomer for sure.
But this is just like solo stuff that I've been working on for, I guess, the last 5 or 6 years. Basically me learning how to play the guitar. And over the last little while, I've decided to release just like, you know, the first 5 years of raw stuff, like
Sweet.
PJ Harvey style kind of.
Cool.
But that's not going to happen for a little while.
Where do you record these ones?
A lot of them are really just like at home on GarageBand. Like,
nice.
Honestly, but then in the last couple of years, I got Audacity, so I moved a step up and rented a mic. But
there you go.
Yeah,
sweet.
Lo-fi.
Cool. Okay. Any preference?
I feel like number three is a good one for the show.
Cool. Okay.
It's about male artists and female artists.
And it's called Creatures.
They're swearing in it. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Just if you are sensitive to provocative language, please tune out and tune back in like 5 minutes.
Yourselves. I learned how to
Welcome back to FemCon on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your co-host today on FemConcept, Casey.
Here. My name's Eleanor. And that was a track called Jom by the band Harsh Reality, and they're based out of Montreal. That track came out just over a year ago. Yeah, nice little find from the old band camp.
The old anonymous dark band camp.
Yeah, truly some good treasures in there if you dig around. And before you that, it was the song Creatures by Hazy, which is your solo project.
Yeah, Hazy.
And you said that track is about male and female artists.
Yeah, that's how it started. I mean, the lyrics are basically, it's all in the lyrics. It's just like, well, the male artists, I know, this is what they do. And the female artists, I know, this is, but like, this is me being, when I was writing the song, like super glib about it. I'm just like very cynical and pessimistic about art, music included, but mostly visual artists.
Yeah.
You know, once you spend any amount of time with anything, you become, I guess, really critical. And then music is just this way to, stream it.